If you love true crime and dark stories, then you'll love our other podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.
He told them that in the year prior to Bundy's move to Utah, she had discovered objects that she couldn't understand in her house and in Bundy's apartment. These items included crutches and a meat cleaver that was never used for cooking.
Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts.
You know, then this guy gets rich and he has some issues with sexual addiction.
Yeah, and control. Yeah. The Keith Raniere story.
Dark Side of Wikipedia. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and don't miss a single episode.
In some ways, it starts to make things like Jeffrey Dahmer and that look tame, not in terms of the brutality of what they performed, but in terms of the psychology and manipulation of people.
Dark Side of Wikipedia. Available wherever you download podcasts. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online was the ghost of a little girl still playing in the living room of a home now inhabited by another family.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear your ghost stories. If you like the show, become a supporter. Sign up to be an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call them, over at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, all of it's commercial free. The bonus episodes are new for you every single week and they're exclusive to you guys. Also get our ebook and our audiobook, both Amazon and Audible bestsellers. You get all of it, all for $5 a month when you sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
We made a TikTok.
We did. We have a TikTok account now. It's under my name, at Tony Brewski, Brewski, is how you spell it. And I've been lacking on doing TikTok because I was like, is that only like for like teenagers? And but now, like, you know, it's, I think during the pandemic, it's kind of like made every adult join TikTok as well. So
yeah.
I'm there now, too.
And every kid has joined it.
Yeah. And it's, I got to say, quite honestly, I'm a little bit addicted. I've been playing with it the last couple of days and I'm really having a lot of fun with it. There's so many ways you can be creative on there. So check it out at Tony Brewski, TonyBrewski. And follow us. And you'll see all of our adventures from the show, from around the farm, from whatever random stuff we create.
We actually just made a TikTok like minutes ago.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was very fun.
I'm very much enjoying it. So please follow us over there. Also on Instagram at Tony Brewski. And of course, you can look up the shows as well. The show itself doesn't have a TikTok. The TikTok is just personally me, but I'm going to put everything up on the one account. So check that out. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller. It says, was the ghost of a little... intro. Let me scroll down a little bit and start reading the story here. All right, here we go. Hi, my name's Casey, and I'm out of Dallas, Texas. I just recently started listening to y'all's podcast, and I thought I'd share some stories I've had. When I was a kid, my mom would constantly wake up with bruises and hand marks on her legs. They were small, around the size of a child's. She used to think it was my sister or me, but as we grew up, the handprints would stay the same size. I used to sleep in my mom's room when I was younger, around 7 and 8, because in my room at night I would see this figure outside my window. It looked like a young girl just standing right outside, and each time that I went and got my mom or my sister, she would disappear. That house itself was just creepy. It wasn't old, maybe built in the 90s, but there was just an eerie feeling when you'd be in the room by yourself. When I turned 9, my family moved to a new house, within the same city, just across the town. After we moved, my mom would still wake up with the handprints on her legs, and about a week after the move, they began showing up on my legs and arms. After a few weeks of living in our new house, my sister and I decided to invite our friend for a sleepover. My mom told my sister and me a few years later, after that sleepover, that while the three of us kids were sleeping, she and my dad were sitting in the living room. They saw a young girl walk out of the hallway wearing a long white nightgown. It looked pretty similar to the friend we had over that night. So my mom had asked the girl, "Jordan, why are you awake?" She said that the little girl never answered. She just kept her head down and walked straight through the wall. My mom went to go check on us, but all of us were sound asleep in the bed. My mom never saw anything after that. No one did. But sometimes weird things would happen. Things would fall off tables or shelves. My dog would even stare at random spots in the house. He'd never bark, but just kind of look at that spot for a few minutes. Since I moved out 2 years ago, I've not had any more bruises or noticed any objects falling off tables. There's also another story from when I worked at Wendy's. I worked there for 3 years. Me and one of my coworkers were the only two people that had stayed there throughout all 3 years. We'd noticed things, people moving out of the corner of our eye, but there was never anyone there. Even our employees would say that they saw someone walking through the dining room, but no one was ever in the dining room. My coworker and I once had to stay late for extra cleaning. It was inspection season, and ours was coming up soon. Around 2:30 a.m., my coworker had gone to the bathroom, and when she came back, she asked me why I had called for her. I never called for her. She mentioned that she heard me yelling her name, and after she told me that we went through the whole store to check if anyone was around, to our surprise, we found one of the doors was unlocked and cracked open. We both knew it should have been locked, as earlier that night we had both went together to lock it. Nothing strange happened the rest of the night. A couple of months before I left the job, I'd been working a night shift, and it was around 11 p.m. We began cleaning the store up so we could leave at 12 a.m. I'd gone to the walk-in cooler to put away some product, and when I went to leave, the door wouldn't open. I'd yelled for my employee to let me out. She was a jokester type that would pull pranks like that. She didn't answer. So over the headset, I told her to stop messing around. She talked over the headset, sounding genuinely confused about what I was talking about. When I tried the door again, it opened. My coworker had been in the bathroom the entire time. We were the only two in the whole building. To say that scared me would be an understatement.
Okay, this obviously does not sound like a friendly ghost.
Yeah.
It more is kind of like in the demon section.
Is it, or is it just kind of, you know, a bad person that was...
A malicious ghost.
Malicious, yes. But does it make it a demon, or just, you know, there's malicious people, too? You can be malicious in life and be malicious as a ghost.
Yeah. Good point. But the way they described the little girl, why does it sound like the girl from The Ring?
Because that's what you're generating in your mind.
I know, but seriously, they literally described the girl from The Ring.
Like, physically?
Physically.
Yeah. I don't know. That's an interesting thing, too. If it's something malicious, that image is in people's minds as a scary thing. You know, a scary thought, a creepy, creepy thought. So sometimes it seems that ghosts or something that are malicious can take the shape of whatever maybe we fear the most. So it makes me wonder, did the ghost simply take that form because they know, or the ghost knows, that that's going to invoke the most fear upon the people that it's scaring?
If anything, I'm pretty sure ghosts can't shapeshift.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure ghosts can't shapeshift.
Oh, no, there's plenty of stories where that happens.
I know, but could that possibly be something else besides a ghost?
Like what?
Like a demon.
Well, yeah, I mean, ghost, demon, in that category of stuff. Ghost is kind of touching all of it. But yeah, I don't know. But it sounds like a creepy Wendy's.
Yeah.
I mean, the scary thing is, what if she was there alone? What if she was closing? What if she was the last person there that night and she got locked in that freezer? You know, the next day she would be the fresh beef.
The ice cube.
They'd be like, well, she's dead. We got the meat grinder over here. Nobody's going to know the difference. All right, let's put her in. And suddenly you're having Dave's super juicy 3-patty burger, and it turns out to be Cindy, who worked there yesterday and is now part of the menu. That'd be messed up.
Yeah, that would be way too messed up.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next one says, hey guys, found your podcast recently and it's helped me through some boring days at work and a few long drives. I figured it's about time I shared some of my stories. My whole family is on the sensitive side when it comes to the spirit world, and we recently moved into an old farmhouse. I know, cliche, right? There are 4 bedrooms in our house, 1 downstairs and 3 up. The 3 upstairs kind of make a circle. My bedroom is to the right, top of the stairs. There's a bathroom connected to that. My daughter's room is connected to the bathroom too, and then connected to my son's room on the other side. And his room opens back to the top of the stairs. So as I said, a big circle. So the very first day we were there, my son was sitting on his bed in broad daylight and heard a girl's voice from my daughter's room say, "Hop!" Thinking it's his sister, he opens her door to see what she was talking about, only to discover she was not even in the house. She had gone with my boyfriend and me to the store. That night, my oldest son was in his room downstairs, and around midnight, he hears a girl in the hallway say, "Hello." Thinking his sister got lost in a new house at night, he opened his door to help her back to her room, only to find the hallway empty. The boys tell this to my boyfriend and to me, and we laugh it off as an overactive imagination in a new creepy old house. A week later, my boyfriend and I are sleeping in the middle of the night. He grabs my arm and says, "Oh my God, did you hear that?" I said, "No, I was asleep." He goes on to tell me he heard a little girl from the bathroom say, "Hi, Roxy," our dog, and the dog even looked up in the direction of the bathroom. Finally, just the other day, I was sitting on my bed after a shower, not wanting to get dressed just yet. I heard incredibly soft music, like a child's toy, coming from my daughter's room. Figured I better see what it is. I throw my PJs very fast, and as soon as I get to the threshold of the bathroom, it stops. Does not feel negative or scary at all, but it seems we have ourselves a few house guests. If anything else happens, I'll write again. Maybe I'll even get a picture if I'm lucky. Thanks for keeping me entertained and giving us an outlet for our weird experiences. Keep up the good work. Sicily.
Okay, this one does not sound like a bad ghost. This one just sounds like a child that's just playing.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing with her toys and saying hi to the house dog.
And what kind of makes it interesting is it seems like it's a fairly conscious ghost because it recognizes the name of the dog. It's not just like the residual of a child playing over and over or something like that. It's there. It'd be interesting if they tried to interact with a little bit or maybe leave some toys out or something for the child ghost and see what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll end up seeing those things being manipulated. And even if you don't quite catch it, you know, if there's a kid there who doesn't like toys.
Yeah, or candy.
You know what I always liked doing as a kid, and today it's all about looking at like, Amazon or something like that, but we had catalogs that we would look through, and that would be an interesting thing to put out for a child to look at. People always put out like toys and things like that in investigations. What about just something as light as a piece of paper, you know, on a catalog page, and you try and match it to the era of which the child would have been alive, if you can have any idea where that child may have been. Because that's what kids used to do. The version that you now have, you watch YouTube videos to watch toys in action. You look at Amazon and look at those sort of things. We would look at catalogs to do that exact same sort of thing. So I wonder if that would be more relatable to them and something they'd be intrigued by to go, "Oh, I'll look at the toy catalog." That was an exciting thing every year, especially at Christmas. All the stores would put out their big toy catalog and you'd sit there and you'd just page through it and figure out what you want. And I still, if there's any catalogs around, I get them for you. They're nowhere near the size of the ones we used to have, but it's fun. You know, I wonder if that would be an interesting thing for a child or a ghost child to manipulate on an investigation.
Just give the child the catalog and a marker and have the child circle what they want, and then get them the toy.
Well, that may be a bridge too far with the marker, but just having the pages open and see if they can flip it. Open it to the toys and just see if they can turn the pages and just see what happens. I'd be really curious about that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say, first off, man, I think your show is great. I plan on getting into the other podcasts. And I I tend to listen to it mostly on Facebook. I'm a truck driver. Like, I drive trucks like Monday through Thursday. And it gets kind of boring in here sometimes. So, you know, I tend to listen to your ghost stories because I've had different situations and things happen to me ever since I was like a little kid. And, you know, I'm actually calling in now. I actually just got done listening to one of your stories that you just put up like about 50 minutes ago on YouTube. And, you know, I was going to tell a story tonight, and I kind of wanted to touch bases on some of the questions that I hear a lot of people ask on the show. Like, one is perfect example, like hearing someone call their name, maybe like a close loved one or somebody. Like for instance, tonight, the girl that called in, she told a story of like her and her family were camping in near a ghost town, and she heard, I guess it was her brother's son, call her name in the middle of the night and woke her up. And she went to his camper, and the son was asleep. Well, a lot of times what happens is the spirits that linger around us, and a lot of times it could be a family member that's passed away that's coming to you, trying to contact you, but don't necessarily want to scare you. So what happens is they'll come to you in a way that they know that you won't be scared of. Like, for instance, okay, I may try to contact you mimicking my, you know, your nephew's voice. You know, you're not going to be scared of that, so I'm going to contact you in that way. But, like, when I was listening to her story, nothing tragic happened. So all that was there was a spirit that was lingering around them that day and may have heard that boy call her name and mimicked it. And that spirit, for whatever reason, decided to mimic that boy's voice calling her that night. For whatever reason, I have no idea. I wasn't there. But, yeah, it happens, man. You know, but a lot of times, you know, just for the listeners, whenever you hear, my mother always taught me, she's like, whenever you hear me call you, don't answer. Come and see what I want. Because you never want to hear a spirit call your name or hear something call your name. Like you don't want to hear your mom or your father call your name and you answer. And he's like, yeah. And then they didn't call you. It was an actual spirit that called you. You don't want to answer that because what you're doing then is you're allowing that spirit to enter your life. So what you want to do is if you never want to answer. Like if you hear someone call your name and like they're there, get up and go see if they called your name. Because maybe they did, and a lot of times maybe they didn't. You know, and it's regular human beings who don't experience any spiritual things that happen to them in their life. You know, they usually just, you know, brush it off. Oh, you know, maybe it was my mind, or, you know, maybe, you know, it was this, it was that. But in all actuality, it was, you just had an encounter with a spirit. You know, I was also listening to something else that you were saying that was kind of funny about the chicken. Where the chicken was like, when you gave it water, and it was like, oh, thank you. And I thought that was hilarious, but you know, man, you're not crazy because I fed my dog, and I heard my dog speak, and I know dogs don't speak, you know? And I was like, I'm not crazy. I don't do any drugs, you know, anything like that. You know, I may drink occasionally, you know, but he spoke, man. I'm not stupid. I'm not crazy. I don't need to be in a psych ward. Like, my dog spoke. So I can't even explain that. You know, I don't know if maybe a spirit got into his body or, you know, who knows, man, you know. And it just happens, man. I got so many stories, man, so many things that happened to me that I've been through in my life. It's crazy. It's insane. Like, people couldn't fathom half of it. You know, a lot of things too, man. Maybe it may help some people out that's out there listening now. I've learned to cut a lot of things out. Like, for instance, like different doorways. Like, growing up, I didn't want to be bothered with any of that stuff. So I started doing different things to keep it away from my life. Like, other feelings that I get, like, say if I go to someone's house or, you know, I pick up vibes and feelings, or I pick up vibes and feelings from people and things that linger around them. You know, I see spirits all the time, you know, especially driving trucks. There's so many dead people on the highway, it's not even funny. You know, and what I've done growing up, like doors. You know, I keep all doors closed in my house. There's no doorways unless I'm opening it, going through it, and I'm closing it right after myself. I don't keep doors open. And mirrors, I can't have mirrors around me. A mirror is another doorway. There's only one mirror in my house that's in the bathroom, and that door is always closed. So, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm a normal person, but, you know, I just growing up, I just learned to shut certain things out that try to come and communicate with me. Even like the story I'm going to tell tonight, you got to watch, people have to watch, especially like with movies, like with horror movies. Everything has a spirit. From the grass, the trees, like everything has spirits in it. And that's how a lot of people do magic, from black magic to voodoo to obia. You know, they go to these things and they worship these things. And they receive special, like, I don't want to say powers, but it grants them different abilities. You know, but everything has a spirit. Everything's an entity. And even with movies, you have to watch things that you watch, because whether it says this is a true story or if it doesn't say it's a true story, it came from somewhere. So you have to watch the things that you have to watch, what you watch on TV and the movies that you watch. And I, you know, we all love horror movies, but things tend to come out of TV. And I don't mean like come out of the TV, like, you know, that the Grudge, you know what I mean? Like, spirits linger. They come out of the TV. And I'm going to tell you a story back when Exorcism of Emily Rose came out. Now, I would never, ever watch an Exorcism movie ever again. And I would never watch that movie ever again. Actually, I burnt that DVD. Me and my brothers, that movie was coming out. It was, you know, there was a lot of fuss about it. And I wanted to check it out, you know, it's a true story, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I was like, okay, you know what, I want to check this movie out. So me and my brothers, we watched this movie, and we watched it in my room, and so we watched the movie or whatever, and then the movie finishes, and, you know, we kind of, like, lay down, it's like, you know, and I turned the player off, and, like, whenever there's no, like, whenever I don't have the video game or the DVD player playing, back when we used DVDs, DVD players, whenever I didn't have any of those things on, my TV would be a blue screen. And that blue screen would light the entire room up like as if you turned the light on. And, you know, I'm sitting there. No, I'm not sitting there. I fall asleep. Now, I'm the oldest boy. And then it was my, the second oldest, he slept next to me on the floor. And then the youngest brother, I let him get the bed. So I'm on the floor with my brother, with the middle brother. And he's literally like, I can flick my finger and I can hit him. So I fall asleep on my back and I wake up to this lady hovering over me. And she has this, she had this disfigured face. I mean, a witch is the best way I can describe it. Like, her face had, like, open sores and cuts and wounds, and her teeth were really sharp. And she was hovering, like, inches over my face. And she looked really mean. Like, it was horrific. Like, you couldn't believe, man. And she was trying to attack me. And she was trying to bite me and scratch me, and I couldn't move. She had hold of my body. So I couldn't move. I can only see, and I can hear, but I could not move. But she was only able to get inches of my body. She was trying to bite me and scratch me, and she's like hovering and flying all around me, and she's seen that she couldn't touch me, so it made her even madder, and she screamed. She let this horrible scream out, and she flew through the wall, and now I felt her spirit go through my room, through the kitchen, through the rest of the house, And when that spirit left the body of the house completely, was when I was able to move, and I knew she was gone, and that's when I lost contact of her spiritual being. It's when she completely left that building, you know, and that is a true story. And I just, you know, a lot of my family members would tell me, you know, hey, you got to be careful with the things that you watch, you know. And we loved watching horror movies, and I kind of slowed down, man. You know, even like The Conjuring. I watched The Conjuring, and then The Conjuring 2 came out. And then that nun, when that nun face came on the thing on Conjuring 2, I shut it off because I didn't want to deal with her later on that night. You know, so I shut it off. I was like, I'm not even going to finish it. I don't want to see it because I don't want to have to deal with that later on tonight. You know, so that's my story for tonight, and you know, that's my advice, and you know, I'll call in some other times and give some stories, man, because I have more than enough to give, I'm telling you. And hopefully, you know, you can use it or share some of the information with some of your listeners. Hey, man, thanks for your time, and keep doing what you're doing, man. Congratulations on your podcast and the success that you're having with yourself. Bye.
Thank you. He was a great storyteller. Please do keep calling and sharing your stories. Love hearing from you, and glad we can keep you company when you're out there on the road. What's your thoughts?
Sleep paralysis.
That could be part of it in some cases, yeah. But, I mean, what do you think about that with movies and things like that and just kind of inviting those sort of things into your life? You've never seen the Emily Rose movie. And I agree with him. That was unsettling watching that movie. And I've brought that up on the show, I think, with Carol. Because they go in that movie, they get like deep into like saying demon names out loud and all sorts of stuff. And it was kind of unsettling being in the room when that scene happened. And I was, I don't know, like 18, 19 when that movie came out. But it was, it's kind of creepy, you know, and a lot of it, you know, could be mental, but it's, I don't know. I'm not big on doing that stuff. Like when people write in stories and if they list the name or something, I don't read it or it's in a call, I edit it out. But it's, yeah. Do you think that sort of stuff can actually conjure something in a house, or could it just kind of stir up something that may already be there?
I think it just possibly stir up something that could already be here, be there. Because I don't really believe that ghosts can crawl out of TVs and stuff like that.
Unless there's something already going on.
Yes.
And something, so just, let's say you have nothing going on in your house. There's no demon, there's no ghost, and you go rent the movie. Your odds of having something happen, pretty low, if not impossible. But if your house already has stuff going on, that can essentially kind of, you know, stir the pot.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, yeah, I that's kind of where I subscribe, but I don't know. I think with this thing, with this world of stuff, you know, in reality, anything's possible with what we talk about, you know. That's, that really kind of is, you know, our world is like, yeah, really, the odds of anything are pretty, pretty well out there. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hey guys, this is Joe from Georgia again. I called about a few days ago for the first time. Just wanted to give another story that I have. A lot more stories also, so you guys are aware of that. But this story has to do with my daughter, who is now 15. When she was 2 years old, we lived in a residence that we lived previously, moved out, and then moved back into it about 2 years afterwards. Well, anyway, my daughter would come in our room every night and crying, saying how the scary is hurting her. And me as a new dad, I was concerned that people may look at it in a different light. So I would sometimes sleep in the room and get an uneasy feeling sometimes. I wasn't sure it was just my mom playing tricks on me or not. Well, 3-4 years go by, and talking with my coworker where I worked at, and we started discussing, you know, where we used to live and things like that. And we both realized that we both lived in the same house. And she and her mother lived there in between the two times that me and my family lived at that house. She went on to say how her mother was a evil, rotten person. And when she died, it was the best thing that could happen. So anyway, as me and my co-worker were talking, found out that her mother passed away in our house, and turns out it was the same room that my daughter was occupying at that time. That's when everything started coming together again. One thing I've noticed about my daughter is she has a tendency of seeing things and hearing things, and I don't know if she's considered what they call like a sensitive or something like that. Yeah, I just figured just to pass that story on and everything. It's interesting. Like I said, I got a few more stories to tell, and, I call them every once in a while or maybe write to you guys. But hope you guys have a good day. Thanks for having the show. As soon as finances work out, I plan to become EPP. Have a good holiday.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts?
It makes me wonder, what was hurting the daughter?
I don't know.
Like what method was the ghost using to hurt the daughter?
You want more specifics on that?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Anytime you have something where your child is being hurt by an unseen force, you're, as a parent, are going to be rather upset. And then the question is, how do you stop something that you can't see or can't control? And that's the conundrum that you end up in. But obviously very troubling no matter what.
Yeah, especially if it's your child.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that that story and that experience with us. We do greatly appreciate it. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, please become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, our ebook, our audiobook, videos, and more. Again, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.